Versus Keepsakes, podcast number 106, recorded October 15, 2023, from Robinson's Galleria, Ortigas.
Kami, ano, as long as yun nga, may taong nanonood sa amin, may sumusuporta, and as long as we can sing, we can dance on stage, we will continue doing that no matter what happens.
Hello once again, Jay Agone with Keepsakes, right here at Robinson's Galleria, Ortigas, for another panel discussion as part of Naruto Day. Last time, we talked about how the Naruto series, the series as a whole, made a huge effect on the panelists whom we had yesterday. And by this time, released na po siya sa YouTube. On the second panel, we have idol culture. Yes, local idol culture po tayo. We have here our guests, once again, from Hello Project Philippines, it's Polly V, Rika, and the idol duo, Rising from the Stars, Rajan. We will be asking them questions that have been prepared for them in advance. First and foremost, we'll start with Rika. How did you start doing your, kumbaga, idol career? Paano ka nagsimula?
Actually, my idol career, nag-start talaga siya sa ate ko, my sister, which is, kung alam nyo, yung Polly V is consists of three siblings, yes, which is magkakapatid talaga kami in blood. In blood? Uh-huh. Kasi meron sister si Nano eh. Ano yung sister in?
Ano, sisters in faith?
Another mother. Tama
sister
ka
from
dyan.
Another mother.
Yeah, so we're sisters in blood. Yan. Dugot buto, char. Tapos, ang nangyari talaga, yung ate ka talaga siya yung nagko-cosplay community and then nasali siya dun sa group ng Hello Project, which is she was invited. Okay. And then what happened is, my partner talaga siya, like duo sila. Mm-hmm. And then ayun, siguro, it's meant for us, hindi nakatuloy yung partner niya. Mm-hmm. Kinuha kaming kapatid. Okay. So dun po nabuo yung, ano, yung Polyme, yung group namin. Dun talaga siya nag-start. Then, syempre, ate, sige, go, konong trip ni ate. Sama tayo.
And then, nice naman. So, okay, let's move on to Regent. How did you start?
Before we were idols, we were actually cosplayers that started out 2015. But due to the anime and the idol culture being introduced in the Philippines, we really tried to be an idol and now we're here.
Actually, we were formed last April 2022, but we couldn't push through due to the pandemic and some personal constraints.
Okay.
But ayun, so far we're still on our way. We're on our journey. On the way to, you know, rising to the top, like our slogan.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Moving back to you, ano, pahabol lang na question. You mentioned cosplaying, so you haven't had cosplay before, Polly B?
Yes, we had.
You had?
Yeah, and a fun fact actually is yung mother namin, nagtatayi siya. So, madali lang yung costume namin. Like, ipakita mo lang kay mother, kaya niya nang gawin. So, ganun ka galing mother. Flex ka lang yung mother ko. Asa ba yung mama ko dyan?
Kasi mami.
Ayan, nandiyan si mother, naka-Nezuko. Asa ba siya? May nakita pa kay Nezuko dyan na mama. Mother na si Nezuko.
Kasi mami. Hi, mami! So, bale, yung mom nyo is sastre.
Yes.
Sastre talaga, true and true.
Kaya nakakapag-cosplay kami.
Alright, okay. So for Regian, I haven't asked about yung ano yung cosplay mo at that time. Sino yung kinosplay mo, yung una mong kinosplay? Do you still remember?
Yung nakauna kong na-cosplay. Actually, yung may character na kilala ha. Kasi may cosplay kasi na basta parang mukhang pirate, pwede na yun, di ba? Masaya na tayo ng cosplay.
Yung kilala
yes. Yung kilala yun si Asuna.
Asuna from Sword
Art
Online?
Yes, yes. Okay, talaga. Nice. Like, may ano, gawa lang talaga na, hindi yung, syempre yung nabibili, mahal kasi yun eh.
Yes,
so your own talaga. Pero which is, I'm so proud dahil character talaga siya na kilala. So, yung tinatawag ka na, Asuna, huy, ako yun. Ganun.
Okay.
Sige. Na po, ng Sword Art Online.
Thank you very much. Regent, sige. You mentioned you're cosplayers since 2015. Do you still remember the first cosplays that you had?
The first cosplay character I had was Yuno Gasai. Ay, naku. Napaghahalata yung age natin dito sa mga
Yuno
anime
Gasai.
Na napapanood na.
Tita na to?
Asuna, tas Yuno.
Matik, tita na to? Yes, and you?
So actually, I didn't start going to cons until 2019. But my very first cosplay was yung sa bahay lang. So parang...
Cosplay?
Like closet cosplay, yes, as a child.
Uh-huh.
I think yung ano, the little girl from Mad Father. Yung like ano siya, game. Okay guys, alam ko matanda na.
Mad Father. Hindi ko alam yan. Ibig sabihin, may kulang ako sa recent memory. Sige. That's unique. That's rare. Sige. Thank you very much for that. So, okay. Back to Rika. what drove you to continue pursuing this? Kasi ngayon, you're a solo performer at the moment. So you had a band, or supposedly...
Hindi naman po siya solo. More on, marami akong groups na kasama. Yes.
Pero how did you end up marami kang groups?
Masyado akong na-engage sa Japanese culture. Like, I did... Kasi gusto ko talaga makasama sa band.
Okay.
Kaya, yun, inaya ako. Then, wow, thank you. Then, another thing is yung... Actually, meron kami recent ngayon, yung sa Hoshizora, if you're familiar.
Hoshizora
I'm also one of... Cover okay. group ng Liela.
Kasama si Ses?
Yes.
Kasama si Ses?
Yes.
Okay.
Since si Ses is kasama din namin sa Hello Project, and then, naaya niya kami na Pollibee. Nandun kami.
Yun nga eh. I missed yung performance sa ano, sa BOA. I had a photo of every one of you, pero
yes.
I missed it eh. Even nung otakong musika, I also missed
yes,
it eh.
Yes, kami.
Grabe. Yun na, at least na-mention mo na kung paano, kung saan-saan ka napupunta. Kagaya
yes.
namin ni Choji TV kahapon, kung saan-saan kami yung convention napupunta.
Oh. So, saan may opportunity dun tayo, di ba?
Yun tayo
push
eh.
Lang, hanggang bata pa. Bata pa naman, di ba? Bata pa, young.
Hindi mo inaamin na tita ka na?
Hindi. Walang tita I kid. Kapag idol ka, hindi ka tita. Still young.
Ayan tayo. Alright, sige. Going to Raja. Sige, I'll ask this question, ano? You took this journey. Sinong inspiration nyo? Anong inspiration ninyo?
Actually, since... Bata pa ako, nakikita ko sa music TV. Yung sa TV nung dati, pag may channel kayo, nakikita yung mga idol groups, may K-pop, may J-pop. Tapos doon ko nakilala yung AKB sa TV talaga.
Oh.
Tapos nahook ako sa Japanese culture and doon talaga siya nag-start na gusto ko maging idol, na dream kong kumanta, na ganun yung trabaho nila.
Sige, how about you, Sai?
So ako, my journey started actually not... sa IRL Idols. I was really, really into Vocaloid. So, yung dream ko po talaga is maging computer program na kumakanta. But, I've been inspired by Vocaloid, you know, Project Diva, the games. I've been inspired na I want to emulate that on stage. So, you know, my idol is really Hatsune Miku, so I want to be Miku on stage, or at least embody who Miku is.
Allow me to clarify that. You said you want to be a Vocaloid, not an Utaite.
Yes, I don't want to be an Utaite. I wanted to be a Vocaloid. I wanted to be Miku.
Okay. With the current technology that we have nowadays, madali nang kopyahin, machine learned ang boses ng tao. So you have to be aware, baka ma-deepfake kayo. Right? Yun nga lang. Yun yung, of course, I'm on the ano cautious side of things. Pero of course, Hindi naman imposible na you can make your own songs na synthesized. So, the technology nowadays is pretty much interesting. We've had recent matters already. Ito, this is under wraps. Pero, I do remember a clip from the K-pop scene na Girls' Generation. You already know Girls' Generation, right? Binabastos sila ng audience, harap-harapan. That was ano, yun yung kwento sa Facebook page. I saw it on a video on Facebook. Pinapaso sila harap-harapan. So, the question at hand here is, how do you deal with criticisms of any kind? I'll start with Eureka.
Yan, support ng criticism is, sa aming magkakapatid kasi, so sabi nila natin, nandun na tayo sa tita era. So, pag talaga yung mga idol events, may mga mas bata talaga. And then, parang pag nakikita is, ay, parang tatanda lang naman nagpa-perform. Nakaka-hurt siya, pero... At the same time, as long as ma-handle namin siya in a way na, as long as may nag-cheer for us and still excited to see us and then talagang masaya-masaya sa nagpa-perform kami. Happy silang shadow, ganun. Yun yung nagpapaano sa amin na go lang ng go. Kasi hindi naman yung ano eh, hindi naman para dun sa mga taong walang pakialam na pinapakita yung talent namin. Dun sa mga may gusto. At so, as long as masaya sila, we'll keep going on.
Yeah. Hey, Yumi.
Actually, same statement lang that kasi we all know na sa age din, ganun. Marami prefer din talaga yung mas younger. Pero kami, ano, as long as yun nga, may taong nanonood sa amin, may sumusuporta. And as long as we can sing, we can dance on stage, we will continue doing that no matter what happens.
Ayos. And Sai?
So, ako naman, yung way na pag-deal ko sa criticism is, ako kasi, I grew up with, ano, direkta yung criticism sa akin ng family ko. So, well, actually, ano kasi, it's to condition me. Like, It's to condition me na when I'm on stage, kahit anong sabihin sa akin ng tao, wala yan. Kasi what matters most is yung sasabihin nila kasi sa ibang tao. So, literal na on stage, sige, ngiti-ngiti. Tapos pag-uwi,
There are yun yung isa sa mga challenges on performing on stage, especially on this community. And the reality is, as far, of course, from a fan perspective, there will be fans who will be saying na, despite everyone's efforts, kumbaga parang real na yung effort mo, pero bakit parang kulang pa rin? Right? Oo. Now, think of that as I ask the next question. What are the bigger challenges which you have faced or you are facing at the moment in this community? Let's start with Eureka.
Siguro sa part ng idol group, na yun nga yung idol group, siguro yung money.
Money talaga.
Napakalaki talaga ng money. Uh-huh. And also, since diba may other group din ako, which is Hoshi Sura, I think the time management din ng bawat isa. Yun yung pinaka, isa din sa pinaka nahihirapan or challenging talaga para sa amin. Kasi, mahirap talaga, lalo na pag malaking grupo. Like, Hoshi Sura is composed of 9 members. And then, the practice, like, hindi siya available, hindi available. So, napakahirap siya na, kahit sabihin mo kasing own practice sa bahay, tapos pag magsasama-sama kayo na hindi kayo nakapag-practice, hindi enough.
Blocking pa rin.
Oo, iba pa rin talaga kapag buo eh. So, yun yung pinaka, no? And then, yun nga, money. Kaya, as long as may magagawa kaming ways, like, paano kami makakagawa ng costumes na makakamura, which is with the help of my mother. Ayan na sinezo ko. Ayan, dinulungan kami, ganun. Yun, nakakaano talaga kami. Makakapag-push forward. As long as that's our dream, as long as talagang gusto mo mag-perform, gagawa na at gagawa ng paraan. So, yun yung mga challenges.
I see. Sige, Yumi.
Yun nga, isa sa biggest challenge or struggle that we have is time management. Of course, we are idols, but on another hand, we are also students. We are also full-time workers po on our companies. So we really have to allot our time, money, effort, and everything for this po. So that's our biggest.
Okay, and Sai?
To add on to kung ano yung sinabi ni Yumi, yeah, scheduling is really hard din kasi there are days na available si Yumi, ako hindi. Kasi may commitments ako sa school. And sometimes si Yumi, available ako this day, but she has work. Like, last night nga, actually, I slept 2 a.m. Kasi I had to come home from a 7 p.m. class. So, may ginawa pa akong 9 p.m. na deadline na paper. So, really, really,
imbalance.
Afterwards, talaga, yung work-life balance is really, really hard as an idol. But kung gusto mo talaga, gagawin mo. All for your passion.
9 p.m. term paper. So, schoolwork pa lang yan. Alright, with that in mind, thank you for letting us know about the schedules. Yes, to recap lang, time, money, attendance. Especially attendance and blocking. How do you memorize? Kasi, we admit it. Performing is not an easy task. Performing on stage, kikita mo yan. Parang oftentimes, kung hindi ka talaga nasanay sa stage, makikita mo yan, hahabulin ka lang yan ng Kumbaga parang they will react badly, right? O kung kung sanay ka naman sa stage, edi katulad ni Sai, pakiko. May mag-enjoy sa inyo, may mga hindi mag-enjoy sa inyo, may tutulugan kayo, may mag-enjoy, magtatalon sa So, how do you keep yourself motivated?
Yes, how to keep myself motivated. Actually, the more na, parang nagulat din ako na nagkakaroon din na dumadami yung kakilala ko. Like, lilingon ako dito, ayan, nakikilala ko sila. Ito, may mga kilala ako. Yun yung that keeps me motivated actually. Na nakakapag-inspire din ako ng ibang tao. Like the other cosplayers, gusto na rin nila mag-cosplay na, uy, paano ba mag-cosplay? Ganun-ganun. Paano ba maging idol? Nakakapag-inspire ka ng tao. That's what keeps me motivated. Yun talaga yun.
Okay, sige. Yumi?
Same with that. Siyempre, nakilala ko yung mga idols ko na AKB, mga Morning Musume. Gusto ko rin maging inspiration sa ibang tao. Especially sa mga bata na na-amaze sa amin na, wow, idols! Gusto ko rin maging ganyan. Then, I wanna show them na anything is possible. Like, look at me. I'm an introvert. I don't have so much friends. Pero, I'm here performing, doing my best, singing. Yun lang.
Okay, and Sai?
So ako siguro parang
you remember why you started. Yun yung motivation mo kung bakit ka ba talaga nandito, bakit tayo lahat nandito. Siyempre, you remember kung ano yung nagpagana sa'yo sa simula. And if you want, if you still want to achieve that goal. And siyempre, parang, gusto ko mag-perform, pakialam nyo ba?
literally, she said, pakiko. Alright. So, okay. Ito na tayo. Last question na tayo sa listahan natin. So, what should we look forward to in your next events? Rica, for you, for Hoshizora, for Polybe, saan ka namin makikita next?
Sa ano, voice actor, GRC project. Hindi hindi lang doon nagtatapos eh. Like, merong band, merong idol group, may cover group, merong voice actor, ano pa, name it, char, and cosplay.
May bonus akong question mamaya. Sige.
Yes. Anong next? Ano ba ang pinaka-recent? Next month, actually we have, or I mean, the end of this month, we have, na-invite kami as Yomari na masumama din sa isang band na nagpa-promote ng single nila. And then, since it's a handpicked band, napili yung Yomari, which is, wow, talaga napili yung Yomari. So, yun yung magiging next event namin, which is the Yomari band. Dahil talagang pinoproduce namin yung mga original songs namin, which is, we're on the second album now. And planning this this year na ma-promote na rin yung songs na yun.
Okay.
And more to go.
Sige.
So, actually, ang next event namin is in November. And, wait lang, hinahanap ko po kasi yung event head. Okay lang bang sabihin na? Okay. Kasi hindi pa kami na-announce.
Hindi pa na-ala na.
But, so, ito, special. Ta-da.
Ayan. First to, ilalabas natin to sa, ano, socials natin. Bago sila.
So,
go ahead.
So, without further ado, we will be also guessing and judging sa Wotagi Tyson Volume 2. Woo!
Kailan ulit yan? November?
November
26.
Sorry po. Excuse me po. Kailan po? November 26.
November 26.
So, Wotagi Tyson on November 26.
Okay, sige. Check Wotagi Pilipinas on Facebook for more details. Right. Bonus question kanina, Rica, how do you sustain yourself? Kasi dapat
yes.
We talk about sustainability, di ba?
Grabe.
The sustainable development goals.
Yes. Ayun nga, dahil nga napakadami. Like one time, share ko lang ng konti. Noong Chendisitas, Otaku Musica Festival, nag-perform ako ng ilang beses. Dalawa, which is yung GRC project and then yung Hoshizora.
Okay.
At the same time, on that morning, galing ako sa shoot ng Mugyoto version ng Love Life na grabe talaga. As in,
workaholic ka pa.
Yung sa partner is thankful talaga ako sa partner ko, which is my motor. Madali ang service. Ayun. Yun yung siguro yung nakakapag-help sa akin na mapuntahan ko yung lahat ng bagay nun. Kasi kung wala akong service na ganun, baka, alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, traffic is everywhere. So, hindi ko magagawa yan. So, that what make it impossible.
Sorry, nagmomotor ka?
Hindi, hinahatid ako ng partner ko. Yes.
Okay. Ayun. Alright. Sige, si Sai? How do you sustain yourself as a group? As a duo?
Like all relationships, communication is key. So, syempre, laging we communicate everything to each other na parang, oh, we can't make it on this day. Anong pwedeng gawin para ma-remedy? Or parang, yung song na to gusto ko sana pero hindi gusto ng isa. So we have to find a middle ground to sustain ourselves. And you know, yun nga talaga. Usually naman kasi in sync yung brains namin. So no problem naman.
Shared brain cells ba? Ayos. So, to cap off this whole conversation, we only have a few minutes left. Thank you very much, Regent and Rica. Baka masabi ko si Raze, ah. Di nga. O nga, wala, no? Alright, okay. So, to sum up everything, again, we discussed the idol community. These ladies have shared their insights on their experiences, the challenges they face, the satisfaction they get from performing on stage. And of course, if you kung siguro we want to level up ano, aside from the idol community, kasi it's a path. Kung gusto talaga if you really want to level up the performance, you may take like such things like workshops ba or anything, no? Mga workshops. Well, I do recommend Chatter. Chatter talaga. Wala ano, pag talagang Chatter, it's patayan talaga doon. Chatter talaga, patayan. You would know. Ayun. So, Chatter production, there are several aspects of producing content with these talents, talent management at hand. So, with that said, my name is Jay Agonoy and this has been Keepsakes. Like, share, subscribe. Radiant on Facebook. Polly B on Facebook as well. And that ends the video. Thank you very much.